I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sorry, guys, about this morning. We posted up the trivia. We posted on Instagram. We actually made a mistake. Had a few people let me know, which I appreciate. Thank you, guys. I did make a mistake on that one. My research was a bit off. Maybe a little bit of arrogance, thinking that I know it all. Have to cop that one on the chin. Definitely made a mistake here. We have readjusted the trivia. We've deleted the podcast from this morning. I know that some of you had already listened to it, had about 1,000 listens on it in the first hour or two. So some people did already hear it. So you will know the answers, but I did make a mistake on one of them. Of course, the question was, there are three current NRL players who have represented the Kangaroos but haven't played Origin that are still running around in the comp. Who are they? There's actually only two. Luke Keary was the mistake that we made. We forgot that he did make his Origin debut in 2020, played one game. So that's on us. We've got to be better than that for you guys. We did make a mistake there, but there are still two guys that are currently playing in the NRL. They will be playing in 2022. They played in 2021 as well. Two guys that have represented and the Kangaroos, but they haven't played State of Origin. So I'll give you another 30 seconds ago or so to guess who these two guys are. If you listen to the podcast earlier this morning, you already know the answers. If not, best of luck. Let's see how you go. Just some clues, though. Both of them have won and lost a grand final in the last 10 years. So both of these guys, they've won a grand final and they've lost one. So they've each played in at least two grand finals. One of them lost a grand final recently. He also won a grand final a number of years ago. The other guy, he sort of won and lost a grand final a couple of years ago. So a few things to think about. One of them, he's at a completely different club now. The other one is still he's a one club man. So he's featured in two grand finals for that team. So that should help you out a little bit with who these guys are. Neither of them have played for the Kangaroos in about the last 3 years or so. One of them hasn't played in even more time. So a couple of clues there to have a think about. See if you can work out who these two guys are. I'll give you 30 seconds to have a think about it now. The two guys that are still playing in the NRL who have represented the Kangaroos, but they haven't played State of Origin. There we go, guys. You just had 30 seconds to try and work out who the two current NRL players are that have played for the Kangaroos, but they haven't played State of Origin yet. If you need a couple more seconds, pause the podcast now. See how you go. As we said this morning, we dropped this podcast. We made a mistake. We thought Luke Keary was one of them. He made his Origin debut in 2020. So there is only two of them. As I said, pause the podcast if you need to for a couple of seconds here. Question was, there are two current NRL players who have represented the Kangaroos, but haven't played State of Origin. Who are they? The clue was both of them have won and lost a grand final in the last 10 years. Let's have a look. Our first guy was Alex Johnson. Now, he obviously lost the grand final for the South Sydney Rabbitohs a couple of weeks ago, but he won the grand final with the Rabbitohs in his first season in 2014. The next year, in 2015, AJ would make his debut for the Kangaroos, playing against the Kiwis. I believe it was the Anzac Test, the May Test that we normally have. They actually lost that one, 26-12. Now, I believe AJ actually went on an end of season, I don't know if you call it a tour or whatever, but the competition they played against England and New Zealand as well, but I don't believe he actually ended up playing. I think him and Dylan Walker were chosen in the squad, but he didn't end up playing. I believe Dylan Walker did. But AJ played his one game for the Kangaroos in the 2015 Anzac Test match. Now, the other guy is Jordan McLean, of course, playing up at the North Queensland Cowboys. Now, Jordan McLean, he was playing for the Melbourne Storm from 2013 until 2017. 2016, he played in the grand final that they lost to the Cronulla Sharks. 2017, he played in the grand final that they won against the North Queensland Cowboys. So he won and lost a grand final in a two-year span, whereas AJ, he won and lost a grand final in about an eight-year span. But Jordan McLean, he did play for the Kangaroos. In 2017, he made his debut. So after Melbourne won that premiership, it's funny enough, he actually has played eight games for the Kangaroos. I wouldn't have thought it was going to be that much. He's played eight games. He started in three of them, which is pretty impressive. 2017, he was in the World Cup squad, and he played six games. Now, at the top of my head, I can't imagine that the Kangaroos played a heap more than six games in that tournament. So I would assume he played close to every single game. He played in the semi-final against Fiji to get into the grand final, which was against England. So Jordan McLean, pretty strange to think that he's a World Cup winner, but he hasn't played State of Origin. Incredibly unlucky. He then came back after the 2017 World Cup, which he featured in the grand final that they won, and represented the Kangaroos once again in 2018. So pretty crazy that he played for the Kangaroos over a two-year span, won a World Cup, but never played State of Origin. As we said a few times, we made a mistake putting Luke Keary in here. That's on us. We've got to be better than that. But Jordan McLean and Alex Johnson, they are your two current NRL players that have not played State of Origin but have represented the Kangaroos. A couple of people commented, guys like Semid Radradra, who obviously he played for the Kangaroos but hasn't played Origin. He's not playing in the NRL anymore. A few other guys in similar situations, but they're not playing in the NRL anymore. These are the only two guys left. So your answers were Jordan McLean from the North Queensland Cowboys and Alex Johnson from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Let me know how you went, guys. Let me know also if you knew as soon as I said it this morning that Luke Keary had played Origin. If you are our guru, the guru, make sure you send me a message. Let me know. Leave a review on the podcast. Apologies for the mistake, guys. Appreciate your support as always, though. More content coming later today on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.